He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hey, hello everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona home studio. It is Christmas Eve. That is December 24th, 2015. It is now 9 o'clock here in Arizona, and I have decided to do my broadcast on Christmas Eve. I am here waiting for Santa to make his way down my extremely narrow chimney. That should be fun to watch. It's extremely quiet here, and I thought it'd be a great time to do a Gadget Professor show for you. So I hope that everybody's sitting back and relaxing with a cup of tea or coffee and waiting for the arrival of Santa. Tonight we're not going to do a Gadget Professor review because it's Christmas, but I do have a lot of news for you, a lot of hacking news, a couple apps, and actually some bargains that I think you still may be able to capture. So let's begin 234 with what else but some hacking news. So here we go. This is an amazing statistic. Cyber attacks surge. 100 million, that's with an M, 100 million medical records were hacked in 2015. Here's the article. It's put up by Fox News. Actually, you could find it all over the internet. 100 million records. That is unconscionable. I will add to that that you only know about 100 million, and I would venture to say that it's triple or even better than that. And we'll get into how they report hacking or how they don't report hacking in a minute or two. But let's move on. You can just keep that in your back of your head, 100 million medical records. And this is with the advent of computer security and everybody being conscientious about it in 2015, yada-da-da-da-da, but it just keeps growing by the day. Now, let's move over here. And here's a beauty. This just came out 2 days ago. The Hyatt hotels were hacked, and the customer data may be compromised. The truth of the matter is they've just admitted that the consumer data was compromised, and the Hyatt Chicago-based hotel chain announced Wednesday, that was yesterday, that it had discovered a virus on its computers used to process the payments for some of its hotel locations. The company cautioned that guests should review their credit cards and their statements very carefully and report on any authorized charges that they may find. Now, here's the part that I like. As soon as Hyatt discovered the activity, the company launched an investigation and engaged a leading third-party cybersecurity expert. Now, I'll read that again. As soon as they discovered the activity, the company launched an investigation and engaged third-party security cybersecurity experts. What they didn't tell you here is that this hack, this breach, happened quite a while ago. And the reason I bring this up is there needs to be some laws, there's enough laws, but there needs to be some laws that the second a breach is discovered, the companies have to report it. And it's inexcusable to me to know that Hyatt knew weeks and weeks ago before they ever announced the hack that they were hacked, because if my credit card's on their docket, I want to know. I don't want them to wait. And right now, I don't think that there's anything that forces them to do that. So it's a little disconcerting to say the least. You may want to read this. It's at time.com. There's an interesting article here on I'll just let you read it. It's Hyatt is getting rid of on-demand porn in hotel rooms because of Wi-Fi. You want to read that article. I'm not going to take your time up reading that now, but it boggles the mind. And last but not least, certainly not least, last night I got a letter. It was the night before Christmas, that Livestream says it was hacked and you need to reset your password. That is very scary. Also, I personally use Livestream and actually like Livestream. I like their products and I like their service, but here they are. If anybody should know about security, it should be Livestream, and unfortunately, They were hacked. I haven't heard a word since last night, but I did change my secure password, my security password and username, and hopefully it's secure. I haven't seen anything else on the net. Maybe there's nothing else to say, or maybe they're waiting to figure out what to say, but not great. All right. This one boggles the mind also. Have you ever ordered from Tiger Direct? Tiger Direct has been around for many, 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 many years. And recently, a couple of years ago, they were purchased by another company, which I'll get into in a minute. But they are now not accepting any returns or exchanges. That's right. If you buy anything from Tiger Direct after December 24th, and it's December 24th right now, 2015, all sales are final. So you cannot exchange, you cannot return, you cannot get a refund. All sales are final. That, to me, is the end of Tiger Direct. I will never use them for anything, and I had bought a fair amount of things over the last few years for them, but if I can't return it, refund it, or exchange it, why would I want to do business with you guys? Which brings me to another issue. If you're waiting for rebates or things like that from Tiger Direct, or if you're in process of getting something returned, repaired, or refunded, let me know. I wish you good luck, but it doesn't look good. Speaking of not looking good, here's a little article from the South Florida Business Journal. You may want to glance at that. If you don't, I'll tell you what it says. It says right here, two former senior executives of Miami-based electronics retailer Tiger Direct pleaded guilty Tuesday to securities and fraud and tax offenses. Gilbert Ferentino, 54, was the CEO of Tiger Direct, and his brother Carl Ferentino, 57, was president of the company until both were fired in April 2011. So this isn't exactly new news, but it wasn't really that well known because they've been in business, obviously, since before 2011. It's 2015 now. Now, here's the beautiful part. The two men were charged with in a $9.5 million bribery scheme. $9.5 million bucks. The Coral Gable residents were charged with receiving millions of dollars in kickbacks from suppliers from the years 2003 and 2011. They were also charged with evading income tax and underreporting his taxable income by $4 million. That's a lot of cibuya. That's a lot of cabbage. Wow. But Gilbert Ferentino pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit securities fraud, and to impair and impede the lawful functions of the Internal Revenue Service. He agreed to give up 99 gold coins. Huh? He agreed to give up 99 gold coins he allegedly received as kickbacks, while his brother forfeited $1.9 million. This whole thing is bizarre. If you read different reports, and there's a ton of them on the internet, one of the articles I read said that they actually embezzled, there was an amount of $230 million that went through the company, and they received $8 million in kickbacks. It's pretty sad, but that's the end of Tiger Direct. All right, let's get on to something better. I get asked frequently, how do I set up my own sharing service? In other words, how do you set up your own Dropbox? Is it hard? And the answer is, it's not that hard. The other question I get is it expensive? It's not that expensive. I myself this year have covered two different times how to set up a file sharing service. And sometimes you've got to do it manually by typing in this file and you drag it to that file. But if you want something that's really elegant, and I think Dropbox is an elegant design, you get a box, you drop it in, you pull out, you can create that yourself. Now, this is nothing new. But what is new is the technology. It's newer and it's cheaper. So here's an article that I dug up from Lifehacker. And this was actually written February 6, 2012. That's a long time ago in this space. But it did a nice job about laying out what softwares that you can use, whether you have a Mac or a PC. And several of these softwares that he actually recommended in this article are still in use, and I created for a friend just last week a drag-and-drop system exactly like Dropbox, and I use this product called Drop F. And it's totally free, and it did a nice job. So if you're inclined to do that and you want to set up what's called an FTP service, file transfer protocol, which essentially is what Dropbox is, it's very simple to do, and it's a nice learning project, and you may enjoy doing that. So this article is very good, and there's a ton of reference material. Someday next year, I'll probably cover it again and show you the different ways that this can be achieved, but at least this gives you a heads up as to what you may, what you're able to do. Now, here's some great buys that are out this week. I don't know if they'll be available when you're watching the show, but Shutterfly is offering a free 8x10 print or a free 16x20 print. Actually, I think you can get one each, an 8x10 and a 16x20, and all you have to do is pay for the shipping. So that's a pretty good deal, and the way I found it was on Deal News. I've talked about Deal News a number of times, and if you don't have it on your computer or on your smartphone, you really should put it on because there are really some great deals to be had. It's called Deal News, and I get alerted several times a day as to what the deals are, and this is a good deal. Also on Deal News, another thing that I was alerted to is OneDrive, which is an excellent service, storage service. Here's 30 gigabytes Microsoft OneDrive cloud storage. Microsoft offers 15 gigabytes OneDrive cloud storage bundled with a 15 gigabyte camera roll bonus for free. With storage soon to be reduced to 5 gigabytes, they're going to cut it down. That's a 25 gigabyte bonus that you're going to get for free. This is not going to last forever. You may want to check this out. It will be in the show notes. You can't beat that deal. 30 gigabytes for free. That's a good deal. All right. Moving right along here. This is a great deal. If you like streaming music, Google, at least right now, Google Play is offering 3 months of unlimited streaming. 3 months of unlimited streaming for $1. 3 month subscription for $1, and now they're streaming the Beatles, which is, some people may argue, is one of the best bands ever, but as I said, they may argue, they may not, but certainly you have to like some of their songs. Now, 3 month subscription for $1, unlimited streaming, how can you not do that? The only thing I will caution you is if you don't cancel that at the end of 3 months, your credit card will be charged. And to the best of my knowledge, you have to put in a credit card in order to get the 3 month subscription. That's only going to be charged at $1 for 3 months, total $1 for 3 months. But like I said, at the end of that 3 months or a tad before, you better remind yourself that your 3 months is up. Otherwise, you'll be paying for it, and that may be okay too, but at least it gives you a great way to sample unlimited music for $1 for 3 months. Good deal. Now, I mentioned a software similar to this maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's concerning Windows 10, and this is called Win10 Spy Disabler. This is a very simple Windows operating software that's going to help you disable all the Windows services and programs that they use to track your activity and collect data on your usage, pretty much anything that you do, where you shop, your telemetry, whatever you use for data is automatically going to be sent to them, housed by them, and resold to other companies that you will never know. It's disgusting, and they don't tell you a lot about it. And when you click yes when you're loading Windows 10, you automatically agree that they're going to do that. That said, they will allow you to uncheck all the things that they're stealing on you, your information, your personal information, and I highly recommend that you do that. So this is a free program. It's called Win10 Spy Disabler, and it does a nice job. I just loaded for the first time this morning Windows 10. I upgraded two of my systems from Windows 7. I never went to 8. I didn't like it, to Windows 10, because I like to wait a little while before I get into a new operating system to let the smoke clear, to get the upgrades and the updates fixed and all that stuff. So I've been using Windows 10 on this system for a full 10 hours today, and I have to say, I definitely do like it. So we'll see what happens with that. But in any event, this Win10 Spy Disabler gives you a very nice menu and actually tells you what to click off, and it gives you a ton of other options. So you can click on the privacy suites, the system not suites. Let's try it again. You can disable all the privacy tools that you want or enable the privacy tools. It's your choice. They show you what they recommend. You can do privacy tweaks, system utilities, and VPN services. So that's all good stuff. This is one of the simplest apps that I've ever seen, and I've seen three of them so far. Actually, four for disabling the Windows 10 super survey stuff that they do. Let's just leave it at that. So check that out. It's totally free. It will be in the show notes. By the way, if you want to subscribe to the show notes, that's totally free, and I neglected to say that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that would be @gadgetprofessor. If you want the show notes, just go to our webpage, and that will be right here. And scroll down on the webpage, and you will see important pages. Just click on the newsletter button there and put in your email address. Every Thursday night, as soon as the show has been posted, you will get a notification in your email box that the show is posted. And also, you will get the show notes, which is basically a listing of everything that we talked about in the show. So you, if you don't want to take notes or remember anything, the show notes are good for you, and everything is hot linked. So definitely check that out. All right. Here is a... let's make sure I got to the right site. Yeah, okay. Here is a free app. This is kind of neat. I haven't tried it yet. I just got it today, and I've loaded it. I haven't tried it out yet, but it's called Dreams Time, and it's sell your photos. Yeah, that's right. This has 2,176 downloads, and essentially what you're going to do is you're going to earn cash while you're doing things that you love, like taking pictures. You can sell your photos on DreamsTime, the leading stock photography community. Make money from your photography, reach millions of potential customers, and you're going to get real-time sales notifications. It's quick and easy to set up an account, and it's totally free. So basically, you're taking pictures of whatever you're taking pictures of. You're going to put them up on this site, and people who want to buy them will buy your photographs. It's as simple as that. So you may want to check it out. There's a little movie here that tells you more about it, but kind of interesting. I'll let you know if I sell any pictures. I'm not going to quit my day job. Trust me. Now, here's another freebie for you if you have an iPhone. It's called iSuper 8, and it's a Super 8 millimeter high-def vintage video camera. And if you've ever seen some of the videos that make it look like old time and it's kind of scratchy and looks like it was done with Charlie Chaplin, if you ever want to achieve that look, this is a free app that will go on your iPhone. It's free on iTunes, and just load it, and it does a great job for you. I tried it out. It has a lot of interesting adjustments, scratches, vignettes, grain, flicker, audio, all kinds of things like that. So definitely check that app out. I think you'll like it. And now... I'm going to recommend this. It's something I don't usually do. A lot of people use Carbonite, and Carbonite's fine. In fact, I had a very good friend of mine last week. His computer hard drive died in his laptop. It just died. And needless to say, he was in a panic. Did not have any backup that he knew of, but he did have Carbonite. So I said, you're probably okay. So he came over to the ranch here, and... he was pretty nervous, to say the least, and his hard drive, his little solid-state hard drive in his very nice laptop, looks something like this. It died, which is unusual, but it was no good. So he had a lot of spreadsheets and a lot of files, and as I said, he was very upset and very nervous. So essentially what I did is I pulled out the old hard drive. In fact, this is it, and we bought a new one and put it in. And quite frankly, I turned the unit on, booted it up, and went to Carbonite, clicked a button. It just started downloading everything, and he was back and running in no time at all. So it definitely saved the day. That said, here's a great buy. I myself use this product. It's called Nova Backup. And for $49, it's on sale now. Again, I don't know how long the sale will last, but you can load up to 3 PCs and protect your home office and your laptop or whatever you want. It includes phone support. So I wouldn't recommend this if I didn't use it, but it really is good. And it does everything you want. It's a US-based in-house phone support included. It's easy to use and install. It definitely is. It's definitely affordable. $49 for the year is a phenomenal deal. And you get complete backup and restore protection for Windows PCs, laptops, and workstations. disaster recovery, bare metal restore. That's very handy. Local and online backups, local backups for quick recalls and restores of all vital information, plus seamless integration to file sync services such as Dropbox for free and secure encrypted online storage of your files, and yada, yada, yada. It goes on and on and on. It will even email you to tell you that the backup has been completed. So this is still on sale, and again, I don't know how long it will be on sale. This says 21 hours, 44 minutes, and 25 seconds. So if you were fortunate enough and smart enough to watch the Gadget Professor within the next 20 hours, you too can get this bargain. But it really is a good buy. It's an excellent offer. $49, 1 year for three PCs. Good deal. And now, last but not least, I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I'm actually getting ready to go to CES 2016 in Vegas. And that's going to run this year from, I think, the 6th of January to the 9th. And I get a ton of mail because I actually go there. The Gadget Professor goes there as part of the press. This year, they are really cracking down. I had to submit, this will be my fifth year covering CES, and I had to submit quite a bit of credential paperwork and things that I've done to make sure that so that they can make sure that I am indeed a reporter and a broadcaster, which they finally verified. It took a long time, but I have never seen a crackdown like this. I'll also tell you that CES in general is going to all lengths to make sure that it's a secure and safe venue there. I can't imagine manning security there. Not only does the convention center fill up, but pretty much every major hotel and even the minor hotels on the Vegas Strip are just packed, both room-wise and meeting room-wise, grand ballroom-wise. There is no space that particular week. And over 100,000 people will be there from all over the world. So now they won't let you bring briefcases into the show floor room. And you're supposedly going to be scanned in and out, and it's really, it's unfortunate that we have to live like that now, but that's what it is. So in any event, what I started to tell you is I get a lot of email, more than I can read, and I also get a lot of mail, snail mail. And today in the mail, I got this letter, which is very unusual to tell me that they're going to send me something. I mean, people will send me products, but this is kind of neat. It's called U-Control. Or U-Quantrol. I'm not sure how they pronounce it. It's Q, so it's probably U-Quantrol. Hello, Don, Mr. Gadget Professor. U-Control is unveiling a Q-Key at CES 2016. Q-Key is the first chip and PIN solution for secure online payments and consumers' personal identity, eliminating the new in-store chip and PIN payment cards. So this is something kind of neat. The Q-Key is a radically simple solution that puts security back in the hands of the consumer. The Q-Key is a zero-footprint device which provides a rich consumer experience while eliminating the pain of entering passwords, the fear of exposing payment card data, and the frustration of filling out forms. Take a look. So what they did is they gave me a card, kind of clever. They gave me, it looks like a credit card, and basically on the back there's a little sticker here, and I have to go to their booth, which I'm going to do anyway at CES because I'm going to cover the product because it's new and kind of neat. And apparently they're charging $129. I guess it's a one-time fee to buy this Q key. So I will present them with this card, and you can see there's a little scan indentation. There's a QR code here that they'll scan to make sure I am the Gadget Professor, and then they're going to supposedly give me a sample key that works. Now, what is this? Well, here's the actual key. You can see it right here. There's a movie on it. I'm not going to play it. You can watch that if you're interested in. But essentially what you do with this key, and it's kind of a neat idea, is you load as many credit cards as you want into the key. So you'll put, you know, your name, your expiration date, whatever information is always needed when you're purchasing something online or wherever you are. And it goes on to this key. And this key actually goes on your keychain or in your pocket or wherever else you are. So if you're going to purchase something from your computer or anybody else's computer, you put this key in, and This is a radically simple new way to shop and secure your personal online information. QKey is a removable security device that uses the latest chip technology and delivers a more intuitive online experience. So it looks really cool, and it will work with any type of device. Select, insert, tap, and away you go. So I'm going to check this out, and I'll let you know how it is, and I'll be able to bring this back to the studios, and I'll try it for a week or so prior to that. I got no credit anyway, so it's not going to make a difference. And we'll let you know how that works, but it's kind of a neat idea. So I hope you enjoy tonight's show. I didn't want to take a long time doing a gadget review, but I will see everybody next Thursday night, which is probably going to be New Year's Eve, and we'll have another Gadget Professor show for you. Have a very Merry Christmas, and if I don't see you, have a Happy New Year. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.